Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, Father. Yes, Lord. Good morning, Son. This morning. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Our Father, this morning, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Come on, Jesus. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Come on in now. Thank you, Lord. Gracious God, thy will be done on earth, hallelujah, as it is in heaven. Give us this day, God, our daily bread. And forgive us, Lord, please, our trespasses. Father, as we forgive those even who have trespassed against us, lead us not, O God, into temptation, but please, Lord, deliver us from evil, from evil, from evil, from evil, for thine is the kingdom. Thine, yours is the power, God. Yours is the glory. Forever this morning, God. Forever we worship you, God. Forever we lift you up, God. Forever we trust you, God. Build our faith, God. Keep us strong, Lord. Temper us, O God, for the journey, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning, Father. Thank you this morning, Son. Thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Touch your people everywhere. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. And we say amen. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, Rhema, CFM Virtual Community Church. We are here this morning to lift the name of Jesus. We are here this morning to encourage you. We are here this morning. Oh my goodness, to declare and decree that God is above him, there is no other. We are here this morning declaring that we will foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, through teaching, and through fellowship. Come on, somebody. We are here this morning declaring that every day we will live in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. We're here declaring this morning that living in excellence, living in excellence, my God, we walk, thank you, Lord, in expectation. Amen. Come on, give God a praise with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you're tuning in, we say glory to the God, our Father, the Most High God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Listen, this morning, whenever you're watching this broadcast, we're going to observe Holy Communion on this day. Whenever you watch this broadcast, whether it's today, you might not catch this one until next week. Maybe a month or even a year from now. But let me tell you, he said, whenever you do this, whenever, do this in remembrance of me. So we want you to go ahead and prepare your elements. Go ahead and get you some water and a piece of bread, some water and a cracker, maybe some juice. in a piece of bread, and we're going to pray and ask God to anoint those very elements that you have at your grasp, though you have in your hands, you have in your cupboard. Amen. Wherever you are, because it's not about the specific thing, but it's about doing this thing. Amen. And we do it in remembrance of him. So we want you to go ahead and prepare your elements as we get started. We're going to tell a story this morning about a man named Jesus. We're going to tell a story this morning that prepares us for the reason we do this in remembrance of him. Why he told us to do this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Oh, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Song says, fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Let me sing just a little bit more of that. Fill my cup, Lord. Yes, God. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Thank you, God. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Come on, somebody. Fill my cup. Hallelujah. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In remembrance of. Y'all pray for me this morning. Pray. In remembrance of. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In remembrance of. And that three-dotted ellipse says in remembrance of. You fill it in. And let's see if you can fill it in this morning. In remembrance of him. In remembrance of me is what he said. In remembrance of the very things that have already passed, but more so the things that are to come. In remembrance of, we're going to be in the 26th chapter of Matthew this morning. And if you're there, I want you to go ahead and get your word. Amen. Open up your Bible. Amen. And just in case you don't have it at hand. Amen. We're going to put it up on the screen, but we want you to go with us to a place where Christ reminded them to do this thing in remembrance of him. Amen. If you're there this morning, we ask that if you are so led, even right now, that you would drop someone's name in the comments, that you would share this message out so that somebody else can come on in. Amen. If you're there this morning, we want you to tune in to the word of God. Amen. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, Virtual Church. Good morning to our followers, to our listeners, to our supporters. Good morning to you. Amen. Let's go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. I'm going to try to stay calm this morning and just tell a story. Amen. Thank you, God. Matthew, the 26th chapter. We're going to begin reading at the 18th verse. Now, I encourage you to go back and read and come up to this point. Amen. And the word of God says, he replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, that man, the teacher, me, Christ, says, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. My God, in remembrance. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were there, while they were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." My gosh. In remembrance of. "You have said so." In remembrance of. As Christ prepared the disciples for what we know as the Last Supper. The last time they would sit and eat together with him. The last time where so many things transpired, even in the conversation. And I want us to think, when we sit down, even with our family, even with friends, and we're at the table and we're eating and we're communicating and conversations are happening, sometimes so many different things transpire. But Christ was using this as a time to prepare them, to warn them, to convict them, to encourage them. You see, his words were not falling on deaf ears. And he said to them, oh my goodness, he had told them to prepare. Now, I want to go back to the 18th verse for just a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And he replied, see, the disciples had already asked Christ, what were they to do next? Go into the city to a certain man and tell him. The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. Do we ever think about what that person was thinking when those disciples showed up and said, the master said, the teacher said, that his appointed time has come? Can you imagine that person saying, huh? His appointed time has come. What appointed time has come? But what he did get was this. Christ said, I'm coming to your house. This is where we're going to sup. But do you know that person had to be obedient? Do you know God had to already work in that person's heart so that they would receive that message when it came? So that things would play out just the way he needed them to play out. Do this, my God, in remembrance of. Oh, my goodness. I want to take another look. My goodness. At just the 21st through the 25th verses. And while they were eating, he said, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. One of you will betray me. Keep it right there. One of you sitting here with me. It already told us he was with his 12 disciples, his closest followers, his people that he had trained, the ones that he had gotten ready for the journey, the ones who were going out with him while he was performing miracles. The ones who had his back while he was preaching and he was teaching. The ones who were feeding the people as he directed them. The ones who he had called from their earthly jobs to do what he needed done for the kingdom. He was sitting with them. He wasn't sitting with strangers. He said, but one of you is going to betray me. My goodness. Go on to the next one, Elder. Thank you, Lord. They were very sad and began to say, can you imagine in the cluster, in the closest group, they begin to say, oh, Lord Jesus, surely you don't mean me. It couldn't be me, God. I've been with you all this time, Christ. I've been following you. I've been leaving my family, letting the dead bury the dead. I left everything. I left my law business. I came to go with you. Surely you don't mean me, Lord. And that 23rd verse says this. Christ replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me as we are washing, as we are cleansing, as we are preparing for the supper. You see, as our hands go in, the one who has dipped his hand with me will betray me. Now, can you imagine whether that Judas understood exactly what he was doing at the moment that he did it? As Christ put his hand in, he put his hand in, trying to build up his nerve to do what he had to do, what he had been paid to do. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then that next verse says this right here. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. I already know I got to go. I already know I'm going to die. I already know what they're going to do to me. I have to do it because it's already been declared. It's already been prophesied. I already told my father before I came down here that this was my mission. But woe, yeah, I got to go. It's got to happen. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It will be better for him if he had not been born. Can you imagine that that thing could have played out more ways than it did? Can you imagine that they could have just came on and got Christ anyhow? Can you imagine that Judas could have said, not me. But what he did was, in Christ says, woe to that man who betrayed the Son of Man. It will be better for him if he had not lived. Let's keep going. 26th chapter, 26 through the 30th verses. While they were eating, I just want you to get the atmosphere, get the setting of what was taking place. And that 26th verse says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. You see, even after declaring and decreeing, oh my goodness, come on, Pastor. Oh my goodness, go ahead, stay right there, Elder. Don't leave me. Don't stay right there with the words. Stay right there with the scriptures. Amen. Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body. He didn't say, everybody but Judas, take this. He gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Judas, for the forgiveness of sins. Peter, for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, what I'm not going to do though, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine, not in this manner, not in this way from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom, when the meaning has totally changed. When they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. My God, can you imagine? Can you imagine how Christ felt when he had to declare to Judas, you said it. You know it's you. That's what he was saying. He didn't get into an argument with him. He didn't go back and forth with him. You said it. But then he had to turn around and continue to eat with them. How many of us would have jumped up from the table? Oh, you betray me? You backstab me? You talking about me behind my back? You trying to take me out? How many of us would have stayed with the peace and the love of God, the Holy Spirit on him, and broke bread with these brothers? How many of us would have jumped up? Okay, which one of y'all? Oh, no, I'm closer. Come on. Can you imagine what Christ was feeling in remembrance of? So when we think about in remembrance of him, we have to think about the things that he endured, the things that he went through to get to this point. Can you imagine? His flesh was willing. His body, his soul was willing, excuse me, but his flesh could have become weakened to a point. He said, I can't do this. I give up. Come on, let's go into some more scriptures. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Matthew 26. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 26, 36 through 39. And I'm moving through this this chapter of Matthew, this 26th chapter, but I want you to go back. I want you to make time. Go back and read the entire chapter. Read in the book of Matthew. Elder, it's just on the lower. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 26, 36 through 39. It says this right here. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called, after all of that going on. Come on, and let what you're going to leave that right there. But what the piece I didn't put in there, after all of that with Judas, then he had to deal with Peter, talking about, I'll never leave you. I'll be by your side. And Christ had to call him out and say, you going to deny me? Not once, not twice, but three times. But even after all of that, it says here, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. Thank you, Lord. He took Peter. Now, I stopped there because that was me. He took Peter. See, Peter just lying to his face. I'm not going to deny you. He probably thought he wouldn't. But Christ knew what was in his heart. Christ knew what was in his future. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Peter was always, do you know Peter was one of the most loved disciples, beloved disciples? He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. That's what I want y'all not to miss. Christ began to be sorrowful and troubled. Christ's human part began to feel that thing in his spiritual man, you see. Then he said to them, Christ said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, thank you, Lord, that 39th verse says, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, Father, but as you will. God, if it's possible, can I not have to go through this? If it's possible, can I not be the one to do this? But oh my goodness, but if it's your will, I'll go through. Come on, God. Let's go ahead and look at these last few scriptures. Amen. Matthew 26, 42 through 45. I just really want y'all to get who Christ was in this moment. In this moment, he asked them to do it in remembrance of him. Remember me, because see, I got to die. Don't forget about me. I done come through all of this with you. Let's go ahead and look at those last few verses. Matthew 26, 42 through 44. And even after all of this, after falling on his face before the Father, after saying, Lord, is it any way? Could you reconsider? He said he went away a second time and prayed. Come on, y'all. I want y'all to understand Christ. Oh, my goodness. My Father, if it is not possible, you see, he already prayed and said, if it's possible, can you do this? And God didn't respond. Can you imagine when you pray and you ask God something and you don't hear anything? You might have to go back and say, okay, God. Maybe that's not the route you're going to let me go. Maybe that's not what you have for me to do. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. Unless I go ahead and do it, may your will be done, my God. When he came back, he again found them sleeping. You see, for earlier in the scripture, he had come, he'd ask them, he said, could y'all just stay awake with me and help me? Can y'all just stay awake and watch with me? And they fell asleep. Their eyes got heavy. But it says when he came back again, he found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Lord, if it's not possible, I just have to drink of this cup. What did that cup represent? He said, this is the blood of the new covenant. This is my blood. It represents the new covenant. So God, I've got to drink of the new covenant. I've got to go through this so that the covenant can be real, so that the promise can come to fruition, God, in remembrance of. When we think about remembering our loved ones here on earth, when they pass on, or we remember them because of something great they did, or we remember them because we want to celebrate them, we put on all of these big things. We have big parties and celebrations. We have ceremonies and this and that and the other to remember those who have impacted our lives. And he said, all I want you to do in remembrance of me is to drink of this cup, to eat of this bread. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. And I want to go back one more time and look at the 29th verse. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 26 and 29. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, it's on the Lord, Elder. Thank you, Lord. And it says, I tell you, thank you, Lord, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. From now on, until that day when I drink new with you in my Father's kingdom. He told the disciples that. He was ready to go. Have you ever been prepared? Leave it right there. Have you ever been prepared to do something, but the closer it got, you might have got a little nervous? That's why I wanted y'all to see that Christ had to pray for strength. Christ had to pray and ask God for clarification. Christ had to pray and ask God, God, is it any way I don't have to do this? So many times we are prepared to do things. And when we get closer to doing it, it gets a little shaky with us. We get a little nervous, you see. Don't know how we're going to actually pull it off. We better do like Christ and consult the Father. Seek counsel with him. He says, but I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine. Not this. From now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. He set the tone. He set the tone. Even after he declared to Judas, you're going to betray me, and I know you are. And Judas already knew it in his heart because he'd already made the deal. He said, but this is for the remission of sin, that you might be forgiven. Do you understand that Judas couldn't forgive himself? And after he betrayed Christ, he went into a field and he hung himself. There's so much that we don't get from this story. We have to know the real story, the whole part of history that took place on this earth. Sometimes, when God is willing to forgive us, we are unable to forgive ourselves. But he says, when you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So in remembrance of. I forgot to put on my pink ribbon. I had a pink ribbon to put on. Because this month we remember those who have lost their lives to breast cancer. Those who have survived breast cancer. We have a month for everything that we remember. We remember Martin Luther King on his birthday. Oh my goodness, not enough. Kick Columbus out of this indigenous. See, sometimes we change our mind about who we want to remember and how we want to remember them. But we can't change our mind about how to remember Christ. I want you to prepare your elements. Get your elements. As we are going to observe Holy Communion. And we do this in remembrance of him.